comedy in the podcast today does contain explicit content. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com.
$755,000. That is a big number to be sure, but do you know what this number represents? It signifies the total number of citizens in America arrested on marijuana charges in 2004. That's right. 755,000 of your fellow citizens were arrested on marijuana charges. That's an arrest every 40 seconds. And 9 out of 10 of those arrested are for possession-only charges. Does continuing marijuana prohibition make sense to you? It certainly does not to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and its members. I'm Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and if you too think that it is high time to end marijuana prohibition and replace it with a tax and regulate policy, please join and support Normal's 36-year legislative efforts to reform our country's misguided marijuana laws. You can learn more about Normal or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORMAL, N-O-R-M-L, or by visiting us on the web at normal, N-O-R-M-L.org.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash on this Friday. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've gathered up another awesome stash of audio to get you into the weekend today. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Visit normal.org. And make sure you get our weekly Normal News podcast. This week we've got the following stories. Cannabinoids halt pancreatic cancer. Breast cancer growth, studies say. Alaska judge to rule next week on pot recriminalization law, and Normal remembers Lynn Zimmer, noted sociologist and former Normal board member. Make sure you get hooked up with the Normal News podcast. We've got links right up at normalaudiostash.com. And Fridays, we get to have some fun here on the Stash. We've got a great mix of music and comedy for you today. We've also got a free stuff giveaway today, so listen up later for that. Let's kick things off with some Hempilation music. Here's Blues Traveler from the Hempilation 1 album.
Yeah!
from the Hempelation 1 album here on the Audio Stash. We've got more music later on from podshow.com. Now let's get to our weekly web polling results. It's time to check in with our weekly web polling results here, and we only had one web poll this week, thanks to everybody who's been sending in your votes. This one pretty popular this week, 40 to 21 right now. That's right, 40 votes to 21 votes, so a little over 60 votes total here. We asked you the question, do you feel like police and law enforcement in your community consciously target marijuana smokers? And I was surprised, frankly, by all the no's. There were 40 yeses and 21 no's. And many of the no votes were accompanied by comments that say they think their police force locally is cool and that they don't target marijuana smokers. So it's very cool to hear that response from around the country. A lot of folks in Oregon saying that they really like their local police forces up there. You can still vote in our web poll and answer the question, do you feel like your local police are targeting marijuana smokers? Send in your vote. Just go on up to normalaudiostash.com and cast your vote. Thanks to everyone who votes in our weekly web polls. We'll have two web polls again next week. And thanks for all your votes out there. You can keep voting on the poll this week at normalaudiostash.com. Now it's time to get some laughs here on your Friday from the CD Pot's Greatest Hits, a stash of stand-up comedy. We've got links to buy it at normalaudiostash.com. And you know what, folks? The profits do go to Normal, so buy them for yourself, buy them for your friends. They need a laugh, too.
Jake Anarino recorded this set at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. He's a comic, a musician, and tours with an improv troupe. But we only care that he loves weed, right, Jake?
I smoke a lot of weed. They lump it in with crack and heroin, that's bullshit. They're like, crack, heroin, and ooh, marijuana, ooh. You see crack babies, you never see no weed baby pop out with dreads. Where's the bong mama? Shaba. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. That shit doesn't happen, it's bullshit. Like, why do they test athletes for marijuana? Can someone explain that? They're testing athletes. Like, weed might give you some unfair competitive edge. The quarterback drops back and plays guitar. 10-yard loss. My grandma's like, I don't understand you kids today and your illegal drugs. I'm like, no shit, grandma. It's because you're blitzed on prescription medication. Escalators elude my grandma. She misses the step and then watches it go up. That's the one I want. Nope, didn't get. I'm like, give me some of that shit, grandma. It's better than weed. That's the good stuff. I don't do the stupid shit that they do in those commercials. I've never run over a kid on his bike coming out of the drive-thru. Who's letting their kid ride their bike in front of the damn drive-thru window? Don't blame me. That's not my weed. It's your shitty parent is what it is. Watch your kid, man. Stoners aren't ripping out of the drive-thru. Punch it. They're like, let's eat here. I've never shot my friend in the face. You see this one? The two kids are doing bong rips. One of them picks up a gun, which everybody keeps right next to their bong, Snoop Dogg, and poof, shoots his buddy in the face. And some bullshit. A gun's the last thing I want to mess with when I'm stoned. I'm like, careful with that candle. Let alone the pistola. Yeah, man. Then they have this one commercial that shows a big fat joint. It says, this is the joint Bob bought. I'm like, all right, Bob, that's a big fucking joint. Big joint. Nice commercial. Then it shows a picture of a beautiful woman and it says, this is the dealer that sold it to him. Like hot chicks sell weed. Hot chicks don't sell weed. Hot chicks don't even buy weed. They're like, I'll smoke yours and not fuck you. I'm not saying I don't do stupid shit when I'm stoned. I do. I filled up my gas tank, drove off with the hose still in the car. My friend's, the cop pulls out behind us. My buddy's like, act natural. Like a cop's not going to notice 80 feet of hose just whipping outside my car. And I'm stoned. You know why I pulled you over? No, but turn your lights back on. I'm going to, okay, time to go to jail. Fuck it. Here we go. Take me in. Guilty. Weed is safe. Safer than booze. Half you fuckers are going to drive home with one hand over your eye. It's one lane now. I'm going to be friendly, patient, tolerant, stoned. Go ahead, after you. No road rage when you're stoned. You cut me off! Yeah! I like your car, man. Say what you will about alcohol. Weed never made me fuck a fat chick. That's all I'm saying. Take it or leave it. I'll fuck a fat chick for a bag of weed, but that's different. That's called being thrifty, is what that is. I'm a penny pincher.
I, you know who just dropped by? A host of TBS show doing a movie. I don't know if you see an episode where they make pop brownies while watching Dazed and Confused. This is Paul Gilmartin.
Thank you. I have some true pot stories to tell you guys. Does anybody remember how hard it was to get weed in like the late 80s? Because it was, I don't know if it was this the Just Say No thing, but my girlfriend and I at the time could not, now my wife, couldn't for the life of us find weed. And, you know, being a comedian, having a lot of free time, the idea hit me, well, fuck, why don't I grow weed? And like the average person that grows weed, you go, I'll get a black light, and I'll put some seeds in the cup, and it fucking blows. So I went to a little counterculture bookstore and bought the Marijuana Grower's Handbook and read it cover to cover. And decided, well, fuck, you know, I got some free time. I'm going to do this right. And we got a little apartment in Chicago. And everybody that lived in the building got stoned, so I didn't have to worry, you know, if it stunk. So I bought a 1,000-watt metal halide light and put it in our spare room, lined the walls with foil, and this shit just started taking off. But it wasn't quite there. It was, it, you know, the buds were decent sized. They were maybe like that big. And I was like, something's wrong. So I read the book again, and it said that whatever the weakest link is in the chain will determine how strong your weed is. And there are three things: nutrients in the soil, sunlight, and the shit that it breathes, which is CO2. And I went, CO2? Okay. How do I get some CO2? So I found this place that would sell you a CO2 tank on a fucking timer. Then I had the light on a timer to mimic the change of the season so it would think that fall was coming. And I swear to God, the night that I plugged the CO2 tank in and put this shot on a timer, it's like I went in the next morning and this little tiny plant that had these little buds, it was like elephant cocks hanging off this. I was like, oh my fucking God! That's the shit from the High Times centerfold! Holy fuck! I was bringing my friends over. They were like, oh my God! Look at that fucking shit! This shit was so... I'm not kidding you. The buds were like this fucking big. I'd crack them off and I'd dry them. And the THC on them, you know, that's the shit, obviously, that gets you high. It's like a little stalk with a bubble. And if you look at it real close, what disintegrates when it's in the woods or the whatever is animals brush against it or the wind blows and that little bubble pops. But when you're growing in a controlled environment, you've got the fan perfect. Just enough to strengthen the stalk, but not enough to burst the bubble. So when you harvest this shit, it's like a fucking booger on your... You can't get rid of it. It's like, fuck, you take the bud from me. Shit, now it's the one hit of this shit and you are on another fucking planet. I had people like lined at my door. I never sold it. I would just give people like quarter ounces. They thought I had come from heaven. It was, I at one point I had a pound in my refrigerator and I couldn't even keep up with it. People were like, hey dude, can I have an ounce? I was like, yeah, fuck, whatever. Baked out of my mind. And one day I must have had, because all would take literally two hits and you would almost shit your pants. It was that strong. And one morning, I don't know if it was just because I was pissed because I hadn't got through like the eighth level of Mario Brothers, but I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna do like four hits right in a row. And I was so fucked up. The only thing I knew that would save me is devil's food cookies. And we had no devil's food cookies. So the thought occurred to me, you could go to the grocery store, but then you would have to venture into the world of the unstoned. Which is fucking frightening when you're really baked. So I got I'm wondering, like, do it, we know, devil's food cookies, the unstoned, what the fuck do? It's a tough call. I really want something chocolatey and chewy. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm a tough man. I can get out there and fucking look at people with my red eyes and my fucking glazed stupid face. So I'm walking out to the car, and I swear to God, this is like my thought process. I'm going to the grocery store. I should probably make a list. But then I'd have to go back in and get paper. Paper. How do you make paper? I wonder what it's like working in a paper mill. I wonder if the guys from the paper mill ever play the guys from the pencil mill in softball. They'd always have something to keep score. I see my neighbor, we wave. They think I'm deep in some important thought. I get into my car. I remind you, this is a true fucking story. I get into my car. I pull out the keys. And I can't find the steering wheel. After 10 seconds, it occurs to me, I'm in the back seat. My neighbor's looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, so now I got to pretend like I'm looking for something. Because, you know, when a lot of people look for something in a car, they don't just poke their head in and look around. They sit upright and think about it. Where might be that map that I misplaced?
That's comedy from the CD-DVD combo, Pot's Greatest Hits. We've got links right to it on normalaudiostash.com. Now, folks, it's time for our free stuff giveaway. Time, folks, for a free stuff giveaway here on the Audio Stash, one of the few podcasts on the planet that actually hooks you up with free giveaway items. And there are a number of folks out there who've gotten CDs and packets of buttons and stickers and all kinds of cool stuff from us. But today we've got something very cool for you. We're going to give you a CD of Pot's Greatest Hits, a stash of stand-up comedy. That's right. It's an awesome CD. I listen to it. I don't just play it on the program, but listen to it cruising around in my car to give myself a smile here. But you can give yourself a smile. Just send in your entry. Email freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. That's freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. We have to have the entries by midnight Friday, July the 7th. That's right, by midnight tonight. But send it in to freestuff@normalaudiostash.com, and you'll be entered into a drawing. We'll draw a name this weekend and let you know via email if you won your free copy of Pot's Greatest Hits, a stash of stand-up comedy. We've been playing tracks from it for about a week here on the program. Really funny stuff. You will laugh your ass off, I guarantee it. So send in those emails to freestuff@normalaudiostash.com. Normal's Daily Audio Stash, hooking you up with some kick-ass CDs. Send in your emails, and we'll draw a winner this weekend. Now let's get to some pod-safe music from our friends at podshow.com.
Sad when creative geniuses are labeled as madmen, not fully understood, ahead of their time. Ideas, concepts, and designs all dismissed from the pessimist perspective, who have no definition for the term objective. Yet and still, we must strive for perfection, forward direction, encountering rejection at every turn. Some of us learn to take it in stride, while the rest keep it inside, pledging allegiance to pride and perseverance. We endure despite tremendous interference, odds insurmountable, hold ourselves accountable only. We true pioneers like Shoshone Indians, but then again, men are hindering our progress, and the A&R are far less receptive, refusing to accept this. Their main objective seems to be imitate the next ish, tried and true, proven, but why not attempt to outdo what the other man is doing? Stewing in our own juices, we soon realize that this exercise is a useless endeavor, fruitless, produces thoughts about whether there's a better way to do this. Screw this, time to go independent. The only drawback is that it's highly contingent on finance, and since money doesn't grow on plants, reality stings like fire ants. But our craft is not abandoned, we keep advancing, and our talents keep expanding. No Pulitzers or Nobel Prizes, the need to create is what navigates and guides us. We choose to lead and not to follow, like the imitators who'll be biting us tomorrow. In the grooves we resonate, in slow-mo or solo, creating new moods to elevate our listeners. And I could care less about whispers from the critics, have a mind and knock them out like Lennox or Riddick. The sharp ones and true heads will get it, while the parasitic niggas are presented with the diddick.
Whether on a train, plane, ferry, or automobile, these days I'm never far removed from listening to Normal's daily audio stash and weekly news on my computer or iPod. Where else in the world can folks listen to up-to-date information produced specifically for cannabis consumers? This is Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and Normal is growing the truth about cannabis, and the harvest is yours to reap. Tune in every day at 4:20 p.m. for your daily audio stash. Get hooked up with Normal's daily and weekly news podcast by visiting norml.org or normalaudiostash.com.
Going to wrap things up today with a special remembrance here on the Audio Stash. Today, from New York City, New York, Normal remembers Lynn Zimmer, noted sociologist and former Normal board member. Lynn Zimmer, a longtime sociologist at Queens College, City University of New York, and co-author of the book Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, passed away this Sunday, July 2nd, due to complications from multiple sclerosis. She was 59 years old. Professor Zimmer was an outspoken critic of American drug policy and a published author of several titles investigating illicit drug use and addiction. Most notable among her many books, Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, co-authored with Normal Advisory Board member John P. Morgan, has been published in 7 languages and was praised by the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, as, quote, an important contribution to the marijuana and drug policy literature, close quote. In 1995, Professor Zimmer joined Normal's board of directors, a position she held until 1999. She is a recipient of both the Lynn Smith Award for Achievement in the Field of Scholarship from the Drug Policy Foundation, now the Drug Policy Alliance, and the Lester Grinspoon Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Marijuana Law Reform from Normal.
Dr. Lynn Zimmer was an articulate truth-teller and thoughtful academician who favored depenalizing the use, possession, and cultivation of cannabis by adults. Her insight, wit, and knowledge of the cannabis issue will be sorely missed by those working to inject some needed sanity into America's irrational marijuana laws.
That was Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre.
Some years back, I was on a live radio show for an hour in New York City taking calls on the topic of why is marijuana illegal? An advocate of marijuana law reform called the show and took me to task for not highlighting the Anslinger-DuPont-Mellon conspiracy as the root cause of marijuana's long and tortured prohibition. While obviously supportive of marijuana law reform, I disagreed with the caller and cited a number of state and municipal anti-marijuana statutes that well predate the incorrect but oft-cited Anslinger-DuPont-Mellon conspiracy era. A few days later, I received a letter from Lynn indicating that she'd listened to the show and asked me to stop by her home the next time I was in New York. I had such an occasion to be in New York City a few weeks later, and Lynn gave me a great, wonderfully framed, under-glass, full-page newspaper article from 1929 from Greenwich Village, New York. The article entitled "A Homegrown New Drug That Drives Its Victims Mad" is a terrific and breathtaking example of reefer madness, and Lynn wanted Normal's archives to have a prime example of pre-federal prohibition propaganda circa 1937. The historical article is on display at Normal's national offices in Washington, D.C.
Normal expresses its sincere condolences to the friends and family of Lynn Zimmer. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to Podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Make sure you visit our archive at normalaudiostash.com. If you missed any of our past shows, they're all posted up there. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.